A news alert flashed on our screen early this morning. CNN reports on the massive funeral underway in Iran for Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, killed in U.S.-Israeli strikes, with the ceremony drawing huge crowds and fiery anti-American rhetoric. What's caught our attention is the pause in U.S.-Iran ceasefire talks, with Tehran waiting until after the funeral to resume negotiations. Hypatia of Alexandria will offer her thoughts on the intersection of politics and mourning, and then Henry David Thoreau will reflect on the implications for global stability.
The question is not whether the funeral processions in Tehran and Qom are a display of national mourning, but rather how the regime's projection of defiance amidst the ongoing regional war will impact the paused ceasefire talks. It seems that the symbolic stoning of images of President Donald Trump and the chanting of anti-American and anti-Israel slogans are a calculated effort to rally the masses and reaffirm the regime's support for Iran-backed regional armed groups. I am reminded of the stories my father, Dion, used to tell me about the intricacies of statecraft and the delicate balance of power in our own city of Alexandria. As I consider the pause in U.S.-Iran talks, I wonder what necessary conditions must be met for the ceasefire agreement to be implemented. And how will the successor, Mujtaba Khamenei, navigate the complex web of regional alliances and rivalries?
The story ran in CNN. Concrete actions often reveal more about a nation's trajectory than symbolic displays of mourning. That's old news for today.